Day 139, or May the 19th. God can be really difficult to understand. Our thoughts today come from Job chapter 10, verse 2. I say to God, do not declare me guilty, but tell me what charges you have against me. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. It's just like a marathon question time. First, Job is challenged by Eliphaz to try to remember what sins he has committed, and then Bildad takes over, agreeing that there must be sin in Job's life somewhere. Before Job has time to take a breath, along comes Zophar. He tackles things slightly differently, but finishes up telling Job to listen to God because he is so much bigger and more powerful than Job. Then there is no alternative but to repent. Job replies that he knew all that already, but he still doesn't know why God is punishing him. All of his friends are telling him there must be something wrong, but Job is at a loss to know what it is. And now today's action step. Job wanted an answer from God before he felt he could move on in his life. Can you imagine the chaos if everyone had to be told everything? It would be so bad that we would be suffocated by information. God knows that, and he treats everything on a strictly need-to-know basis, and frankly, we usually don't need to know. Unexplained problems and tragedies can really rock us and test our faith, but do you really think God would withhold the answer if it would help you? I'm sure he wouldn't. He would share it with us, if it could be part of the solution. However, as even the brightest of us has limited intellect, it is not surprising we don't know enough to smooth all the ragged edges and heal the open wounds in our lives. Don't let your wounds remain open to festering. Don't let ragged edges leave your mind ragged. Why not surrender the one that springs to mind now and live your life in the knowledge that even if you did know more, you would probably still not understand fully?